Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You have probably already noticed that the pyramids have been changed from white to green. We are officially in the season after Pentecost. This season is often referred to as ordinary time, and ordinary time carries us from the day after Pentecost all the way through Advent. This is the longest season in the church calendar. The color for ordinary time is green, which symbolizes our growth in faith and discipleship as we follow the teachings and ministry of Christ. Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Eastertide, and Pentecost all tell the story of Jesus's life. And in ordinary time, we join the disciples as we sit at Jesus's feet and listen to his teachings and witness his earthly ministry among them. And we also think about how God is present to us and with us in the ordinariness of our own lives. Some years ago, I had an Old Testament professor that used to say, "The rest of the Bible speaks to us, but the Psalms speak for us." I love that and have always remembered it. The Psalms speak for us. I love the book of Psalms, and other than the Gospels, I spend most of my time in Scripture in the Psalms. The book of Psalms is a book of prayers and songs written by people in the Old Testament times. And in the Psalms, we find the entire breadth of the human experience and emotion in words. We find praise and anger, love and hate, joy and sorrow. Every part of human life is presented to God in the Psalms, even those parts that we don't want revealed. This beautiful collection of prayers in the Psalms shows us that every single part of our human life can be prayed. There's no experience, no emotion that cannot be brought up in our conversations with God. The Psalms invite us to be honest with God and ourselves in our prayers. Earlier this past week, when I was looking over all of the scriptures for this Sunday, I saw that Psalm 130 was the psalm, and I thought, oh, that's a lament psalm. And I thought it would be interesting to preach on a lament psalm because, let's face it, life is hard, and there are a lot of really hard and difficult things going on in the world. Our human tendency when things are difficult or painful can be to complain or grumble about God. But laments are prayers that cry out to God, trusting that God hears us and is present with us in the midst of our difficulties and pain. However, after a closer reading and study of this particular psalm of lament, I was jolted all too quickly out of my temptation to self-righteousness. This psalm is a lament, and the psalmist is crying out from the depths. But the depths isn't a place I am or where we are because of something happening to us or around us. The depths that the psalmist is crying out from are the depths that we've gotten ourselves into because of our own sinfulness. As Luther would say, we are curved in on ourselves. Instead of living our lives outward for God and others, we live inward for ourselves. And when we curve in on ourselves, we become selfish and self-absorbed and self-righteous, all of which distract us from the ways that our sinfulness causes suffering and heartbreak sadness, and grief. But this psalm reminds us and challenges us to honestly confront our iniquities, to honestly confront our sins, as well as the consequences that our sins have for us, for others, and for creation. For the psalmist, these depths are like the depths of the sea, deep waters that represent devastation, destruction, and death. Our sin causes devastation, destruction, and death. We don't like to talk about sin, much less acknowledge it, but this psalm calls us to humble ourselves and to honestly confront our own sinfulness. And this psalm tells us what to do in those depths, to hope. Hope is an intense form of waiting. It isn't just patiently waiting in line at the supermarket or patiently waiting in the drive-through line to get our food. Our Christian understanding of what it means to wait is not to wait in despair, but to wait in hope for the Lord. In Hebrew, the language that the Psalms were originally written in, the words wait and hope are synonyms, and both of them are rooted in the Hebrew word for trust. Waiting and hoping are rooted in trust. We trust in who God is. God is gracious and merciful and abounding in steadfast love. God doesn't watch out for our iniquities. God forgives them. Who God is and how God acts are the same. God acts in love and mercy and grace by forgiving us our sins and redeeming us. God hears our cries from the depths, just like God heard the Israelites cry out from bondage in Egypt, and just like God heard Jesus cry out on the cross. And God not only hears our cries from those depths, but God is present with us and to us in those depths. And there is no place that this is more fully expressed than in Jesus' death on the cross. Beloved, there is no place beyond the reach of God's forgiving and loving presence. Not even the depths we dig for ourselves with our own sinfulness. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen.